Welcome to episode 2 of WoW Geekly, a weekly podcast about the World of Warcraft with a streak of geek. This episode was recorded on
Wednesday,
the
18th
of
2013.
Please remain as you are and let your auditory receptors give a warm, geekly welcome to your hosts, Asheo and Jeppy.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, and welcome to WoW Geekly, the World of Warcraft podcast with a streak of geek. Joining me, as always, is all 8 foot 10 inches of me old mate Asheo. Hey, Asheo.
As always, like 2 weeks in a row.
Well, to me, that feels like always. Normally, when I do a podcast, we're done by now, so that's pretty good.
Well, that's two podcasts you've done two of in a week. Look at you. Wow. It's the new Jeppy.
I'm setting a bad precedent, actually. All the other podcasts that I've done are going, what the hell? What's so special about that one?
That's
right. What's wrong with us?
What's special about these dudes? Hey, guess what? What's special about the number two?
Well, I do know that it's what kids say when they want to go poop.
All right, you got me.
That's pretty special.
Yeah, that is pretty special. I thought you were going to say it's the first prime number, or it's the only even prime, or something like that. That's what you're expecting after last week's number, wasn't it?
Well, I got all confused with stuff like that. And actually, people tweeted us and said, these are the prime numbers, Thicky, which I thought was a little bit harsh.
Mm.
You know, I could have probably looked it up on Google without being tweeted and shamed in public.
You probably could have.
But yes.
Yeah.
Mm. So what is so special about the number two?
Well, base two is binary, and that's my favorite base unit of counting. It's base 10, decimal system, that's rubbish. Base 2 is where it's all at, mate.
So, okay, you're confused. I don't know why we start with this, because it just throws me off for the whole show. What what does base 2 mean?
Well, base 2 is the binary system. So when you say you're counting in binary, what you're actually counting in is base 10, as base 2, as opposed to our decimal system, which is actually base 10, because there's 10 unique digits in it. Whereas in binary, base 2, there's only two digits, 0 and 1. That's all she said. That's all she wrote.
And is that what... Now, I do remember something from my computer classes way back when computers were just being invented. And that means that because a switch is either off or on, that means you can pretty much do anything with a computer if you use base 2.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that why? So 1's on and a 0's off? Or?
Yeah, generally. Or voltage is low and voltage is high.
Do you know what I got to say to that? What a geek.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll take that compliment.
No problem.
Mm.
I'm just so excited for number three now because you can't say anything about binary, can you? Three.
Three.
Is another number that I can't say.
We might be talking primes
born
again.
Free.
So, Jeppy, what have you been up to this week, mate? What's held your attention for more than 5 minutes?
Just the Timeless Isle. And the word I'm looking for is chests, and more chests.
Everybody loves a bit of chest hunting, admiring of the chests, staring at the chests, waiting for the chests.
I haven't been this excited about chests since I found my dad's stash of Playboys, I tell you. As we left last week's show, I had just started my exploration of the Isle, and it was a bit mysterious. We weren't 100% sure which chests were what chests, and if they came back or they didn't come back. I think we've firmly established now that we've...
Well, you have. I actually haven't. I'm still in this stupid denial phase where I want to just discover stuff without it being handed to me on a silver platter. And it's hard. It's seriously difficult not to...
Stop doing it.
Yeah, I could do that.
It's like going to the doctor and saying, doctor, when I stand on my hands, my back hurts. Don't do it. Simple. Do you know? Just look it all up. It's all there on the internet.
I know
it is. If you invent the internet just for shits and giggles, you've got to go on there and check it out.
But I don't. I'm actually enjoying wandering around. I mean, I tripped over the chest that was out on the pillars by myself, and you know, didn't get told about it. And admittedly, the rope one, I heard somebody talking about it, and I'm like, I'm not listening, but, you know, It's difficult not to get spoilers, and so I know about stuff. I still don't know about the crane or the albatross or whatever the hell it is. I haven't done that yet.
I'm going to tell you in a minute, so you might have to not listen.
Go on then.
So having a few 90s, I decided to obviously take them all out to the Heimless Isle and do the Mossy Green Circuit. 12 level 90s over the period of about, I'd like to say, 2 days, maybe 2.5, running around. And I'm not messing about. I'm not trying to discover stuff and trip over chests. I've got every crutch and add-on possible. I've got alarms going off that you've walked past. You're 2 inches away from the chest. You're almost there. You're warm. You're hot. And there's the chest.
You're boiling. So for people that aren't into having fun and experiencing self-discovery...
You use the word fun?
What add-ons are you using?
I use Carbonite, and there's a good thing in Carbonite which allows you to emulate TomTom. TomTom being the big waypoint add-on that a lot of people use. And on the internet, there's plenty of waypoint macros which will list all the locations of the green mossy chests in particular. So you just slap those into Carbonite as a macro, you run the macro, and then bang, not only does it do waypoints, not only does it put you a little spot where the chest should be, it tries to work out the most efficient route from chest to chest so that you can not have to keep carrying the same area several times. Although it does seem to be a bit messed up because it doesn't understand height, I guess, because it's assuming you're flying. Not perfect by any stretch, but it certainly makes it very easy to try and get every chest. And that was the biggest thing, the scariest thing I thought was, I'm going to miss chests.
Oh, no.
And what does happen quite a lot on the Timeless Isle, particularly depending upon your level of gear, is you die a lot.
You do a lot. My durability has reached zero numerous times.
Yeah. Quite cool thing is, even though it's a relatively small area, there are plenty of graveyards, which I've seen all of them. That was good. You're not 100 miles away from where you left off. And also that you don't have to go and find your body. I'd never go and find my body. I'd just wait till
you just wait. Yeah, I've been doing that as well. Wait for a res.
Yeah, because finding your body is crazy. Although it seems that there's no distance to the resurrection, that you can go some distance away from the spirit healer.
I'd still get rest. Oh, okay. I've been trained to stand still, so I've never even tried moving.
I have as well, but then during my cheating mode, and I'm looking on the internet saying, you don't have to stand still. So I said, okay, I won't. So a few times, if you wanted to get to a certain area of a cave, for instance, that was heavily populated with beasties, you could just carry on running through the cave, and then hopefully the timing is, I guess, random to a certain degree. Then it'll kick in and you'll resurrect. So
that's cool.
So obviously the gear that is dropping out of these chests, for me, having been a 372 scrub on most of my characters, is Uber. We mentioned last week, 496 gear.
Mega Uber.
Mega Uber. The only problem is having 12 level 90s and not necessarily having a main, although I think I'm going to plump and say that my Hunter White is my main, but everybody else is a close second. I want to try and give them up as much as possible. And these tokens drop left, right, and center, and there's more of some than others. You know, I was getting a lot of cloth, mainly because I have a lot of clothies. I think it does seem to be weighted towards the character's armor class. Yeah, plus you get a few extra bits. Well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't getting anywhere near as much plate on the clothies as I was on the paladin, for instance. So
okay.
I kind of guess that's something to do with it. But I wanted to gear them up as much as possible. I wanted them to all be quite close to at least, you know, having all their main slots filled. So I had to do a spreadsheet.
The old spreadsheet.
Yeah. It's useful, especially on these occasions. And I started plugging in all the different slots that there was gear available for and the characters and the type of armor they took and so on and so forth. And that was great. Not got anybody to 496, unfortunately, as yet.
Well, because there's no weapons, right?
No weapons, no. No weapons. And I don't think I've seen a neck, though I understand there are necks out there.
Yeah, I've got a few necks. And I think the other thing is the trinket. I'm not 100% sure on this, but I suspect the trinket goes to the same trinket and it's unique, so you can't equip two of the trinkets.
Yeah, in the curio, that's the curio thing, isn't it?
Yep.
That you get armor token. I didn't try. I only, fortunately, on my hunter, I already had a nice Dark Moon. Well, not nice anymore.
No.
At the time, it was
76.
Dark Moon card. At the time, it was my highest piece of armor.
Mm.
So I thought I'd better hang on to that.
But you didn't. You never equipped the Dark Moon Fair trinket, though. You just had it in your bags for your eye level, right?
I equipped it, mate.
Oh, what? That's not the Jippy I know. You can't sell it again, then.
I wasn't even worried about eye level. I was just worried about having all purples in my slots.
Oh, okay.
But my Hunter got to 480, is the highest he's ever been. Hopefully not the highest he'll ever be, but we'll see. Having now gone through all 12 level 90s and pretty much established that I'm never going to see another mossy green chest, at least on Irvin Ring, I have been tempted to go and try the Dooku Casino, or the Hosen place. Yep. That you go in there and get hosed.
You do. I've got a spreadsheet for that one.
For the Hosen Casino?
I do, yeah. Just to see how much I'm pissing down the toilet. And let me tell you, the numbers are high.
I've looked at various people who've done it with large amounts of these timeless coins, 50,000 plus, and the returns are not great. But then again, you have to think about how else you would get the gear.
Yeah.
You can use 7,500 coins to go and buy yourself an armor cache, whatever, whichever one you want.
Yep.
But you've got no guarantee what it's going to be. I mean, it's not an armor chest or an armor belt. It's just armor cloth, which is just armor... mail.
That's true.
And then when you click on it, I've done.
Another pair of gloves.
Exactly.
Bloody hell.
And now those gloves may be better stat-wise, because obviously the stats are weighted towards your class, but not necessarily the best for the particular role you want to play. But still, you feel gutted when you've left just 5 gold stuff you can vendor, as opposed to a nice new piece of armor for the slot that was unfilled. So that armor cache, that's a little bit of a dodge. That's a bit of a gamble as well. I figured out that if I could get... on some sort of scale, enough armor to fill the gaps for 7,500, which will be, what is that? That's 15 rolls, 15 keys to open up 15 chests. And in those 15 chests is a piece of gear that I want, or at least able to fill a slot. Because obviously that stuff you buy, you get from the chests, you can then send around because it's a token rather than an actual item.
Right.
Then if I could fill a slot on one of those that is now empty, that's a better deal than taking the risk of using the armor cache. That's how I feel about it. I may be wrong, deluded, but that's how I feel about it. And I think that within 15 chest openings, I would get a piece of gear.
That would be a fair assessment. I've opened 20, and I've got one piece of gear.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not as high. What they did do is they certainly nerfed it a little bit.
Oh, it's been nerfed hard, yeah.
Because not only was it dropping more gear and also seemingly a higher level of return on your coins, but it was also dropping at ridiculous amounts of these burdens of return.
Burdens, yes. They're sadly few and far between now.
The annoying thing about that is, of course, I don't know how they're flagged up, how it tells Blizzard there's too many burdens being dropped. But what I can tell you, if anybody in Blizzard was watching chat on the first day... then the clues were all there when people in caps were yelling, "I just got 7 burdens." Okay, so just keep it shtum, mate.
That's right.
Just for a few of your mates.
No, I don't think they judge it based on trade chat, but yeah, it's not a great start.
No, it's not. And of course, the biggest thing that would make that entire Hosen Casino worth every coin would be if the bonkers that you can occasionally pull out one of the chests was cageable, because that thing would sell like ice on a summer's day.
Yeah, maybe it's kind of like it's going to be like the Gazraki pet though from the Northern Barrens. It's like once everybody's got everything that they want, the only thing they're going to buy, try and get, spend their coins to get a bonkers and sell it. So
it would be a very quick market. But if you're in there the first week, I reckon, because some guys were saying that they did their 50,000 coins and they ended up with 6 or 7 bonkers.
Wow.
Which of course is ridiculous because they can only learn one.
Three.
So they can learn 3, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, why the hell would you want 3 bonkers?
You'd have to be bonkers.
So what I've decided is, as well as perhaps investing some money in the casino, now that I've got several characters that are okay, kind of levelish, better than they certainly were before they hit the aisle, I'm going to set up a triple box kill team.
All right.
Yes. Use some triple boxing. Really cheat the system. And I'm looking at a hunter, mage, and a warlock.
Oh, well. Okay. Yep.
No. All ranged. And I'm just going to try and get as many coins as I can. At the moment, I think my mage and certainly my hunter can take out an elite without, dying a painful death.
Some of them. I mean, some of the elites are, 1,500, 1,500,000, 1.5 million. and those ones, they're not too hard to kill, but there's other ones that have, 5, 6, 7 times that.
Oh, yeah.
and have annoying habits like the frogs and the cranes and things. So
I have nightmares about those frogs. The most annoying thing about those elites is they just don't leave you alone.
Yeah.
You have to run.
They're like a good chase.
I swear, I went through the portal. I was in Ogumar, and one of those freaking frogs jumped out of the auction house because I was still in combat. They're ridiculous. I know that's what elites are supposed to do. And I know in dungeons, an elite will never stop until you kill it.
But I don't like it.
No, but I just don't like it. Exactly.
What I liked about the Isle of Thunder with the domes where the quest givers were, that you'd run in and instantly drop aggro. They were great.
I tell you what I have done is I've bound, feigned death, pretend to die on most of my keys on the hunter. Pretend to die. Yeah. Every time I start a new character, there's quite a few of these classes I've never really played to any extent. They've leveled via pet battles, and prior to that, they may have leveled by a recruit friend. They were there just to get one of that class. They weren't necessarily saying I was planning to play it to any level. I have no idea of their skills. So each time I start, I go over to the aisle, I say to Alexander, does this one have any sort of drop aggro? Because I really need that. So he says, oh, Dad. No, it doesn't. Yeah. You are actually going to have to fight some stuff. Oh, okay.
Oh, dear.
So it's all a bit annoying.
I have been out there on my hunter and been doing a lot of, what's the one where you fade to ghost? I can't remember what it's called.
Camouflage,
yeah. So I've been using that a lot. Just run around and camouflage the whole time.
Yeah. Actually, the best fun I had was on the rogue. I have a level 90 rogue.
Rogue?
A rogue. A rouge, yes. And he was great. I mean, you know, talk about your avoidance and your sneakiness. And he's specced into subtlety, so he's going as fast.
Stealth.
Stealth as well.
Yeah. Very stealth. Nice.
That was the best fun I had. Especially just walking past the frogs as they decimated other players. Laughing.
Vanish.
But the mossy chests, which has been the majority of the chests that I've opened with my 12 level 90s, are not the only chests on the island. There are several more. Including the ones that you get as you run around, and there's a few in a cave, and there's one through that spirit place with the skulls on it.
There's one near the frogs.
Is there one? Oh, yeah, there's one across the other side, isn't there, away from the water.
Yeah.
Near the frogs, yeah. So there's quite a few chests that are out there. Now, I'm guessing that they're the same as the mossy green chests, that they're not going to come back once you've done them.
Don't know. The couple that I checked out today after reset weren't back. I haven't checked them all. The only ones that I saw that were back were the ones that on the pillar and the rope.
Yeah. Well, they're the weekly ones. I think it's pretty much confirmed now that they're weekly. And what I don't know is whether that means that at reset they come back, or you actually have to wait 7 days from the last time you did them. But then I guess since you saw them today, and you certainly got those rope ones less than 7 days ago.
Oh, yeah. I only got the rope ones a couple of days ago.
Yeah. So it's basically
it's on reset,
and they're there. That's quite cool.
Yep.
So I'm going to spoil a little thing for you. Now, you don't have to listen if you don't want to.
Okay.
But there are three of those special weekly chests.
La, 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 la.
What you don't have to do is that either, so that's good. Three of those chests. You've already seen the ropes. Well, the first one up is the pillars, isn't it? No.
Yep.
Is it pillars, then ropes?
Yeah. Yep.
Pillars one seems relatively easy. You did do that mounted.
Yeah, I just jumped across and mounted.
Yeah, that one doesn't seem to be too taxing. And as I understand it, there's no gear in those. They're just coins and some charms.
Charms, yeah.
Yeah. So there's no gear in these things by all accounts. I don't think anybody's, unless it's an incredibly small drop, but it is just coins and charms, which are, you know, you need your coins and maybe later on you need your charms. And then there's the rope one, which I'm getting the feeling you're not very good at. Because I was out in the world and all of a sudden, from the air, not having a parachute, a Shao appeared and promptly died. I was just stood there and I thought, it's raining a Shao's. And yes, I said, silly a Shao.
And then another one of me followed suit.
Yeah, that's right. That one survived, though.
That was my first attempt to cross the rope.
It didn't go well. And even this morning, I understand you fell off a couple of times.
Yes, yes.
So any tips or?
Tips, click to move.
Click to move.
Click to move. Don't know how to use click to move, but a good friend of mine told me his son said click to move.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess if you're lined up, I mean, the rope's straight, fortunately. They don't try and tax you too much. If you're lined up and you click to move to the part of the rope that you need to then jump down to the second or the third rope, then you're going to be pretty much safe. I think the jump down might be more dangerous. I don't don't know. But did you say you tried it on your mount?
I did. I thought I'll try and see if I can ride across it on a mount, because like maybe the mount's got like a bigger hitbox type thing that'll balance, but no, that didn't work. I plummeted to my death.
And killed the mount as well.
Oh, yeah. Mount broken leg, had to put it down.
Put it behind the air.
It's only the Celestial Steed, that's okay.
Oh, dear.
He'll come back. He'll res.
These extra weekly ones obviously require a wee bit of talent to get these special chests. Now, the third one, actually, there was some talk about which if they opened in order. So if you did the pillars, then the rope would be available. If you did the rope, then the next one would be available. Now, I think the pillars and the rope are always there. I don't think it matters which order you do those two in. But there's a third one which requires you to find a statue of a bird, Jade Crane, I believe it is. And it's further along. It's basically on the same sort of pathway that you did to get to the...
It's on the circuit. Yep.
Yes, the circuit. And that one is quite a nice little in-game game where you click on the jade bird and it flies you into the air at some speed, gives you a nice set of sort of paragliding wings, and you have to then land on various platforms that have chests on. And I think the wings last about 60 seconds. And you can, given enough skill, get more than one chest.
Ah, well, I'll just have the one then.
Well, I think you'll miss the platform altogether and just plummet to your death again, but from a much greater height. So I'm interested to see how that goes. Again, I think those chests are just coins and charms. I don't think you're going to find any gear in those. Now, where you will find gear is the infamous blazing chest. I'm sure, even if you're keeping your head buried in the sands of Timeless Isle, you've heard of the blazing chest.
Possibly. Which one is that?
The blazing chest is in the area you can't get to unless you have the cloak. You know, if you go right round, there's a bridge and it's broken.
The broken bridge. And I stood there and went, wonder how if you can get across there. And these people ran up behind me and went, wee, and jumped all the way across. And went, oh, that looked easy. And I backed up and went, wee, splat.
You didn't notice the wings coming out their back from the...
No, I didn't notice that bit.
There are ways across. I mean, there are certain classes that have the ability to levitate and to fly across and so on and so forth.
Apparently the rogue legendary still works. We'll get you across.
Yeah. And for a while, you were then able to get into the area where the big boss is, because that is actually where the boss of the island is. I think his name's Ordu or Ordo or something.
He's not the boss of me.
He is the boss of you. You can't get to him though. And what's happening, people are going in there and obviously getting splashed, because not only is he in there, but there's several dozen nasty elite ads as well. And Blizzard said, well, that's unfair. You know, they didn't get the legendary cloak, so no way are we letting them in there. And now you get ported out.
I've had that happen to me. I did actually manage that because I got the Rolo's Riddle quest. Have you done that one?
I have it. I haven't done it yet, no.
Right. So I picked up that, and I actually managed to do that quest without looking up anything on Wowhead or whatever. It took me, I don't know, quite a long time, well over an hour, reading the riddles and running around and trying to figure out where the quest items were. And then the last one was, it talks about a waterfall, and I'm looking around and the only waterfall I could see was way up, and I'm thinking, well, there's no way that they would have added this quest in and the only people that can do it are the ones with the legendary cloak. That doesn't make sense. So there must be a way up there. And then I realized that I had stumbled across the NPC that sells the kites. You can buy 5 kites for some coins.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, these could be handy if only I could get some air. And I realized, because I didn't... The first time I actually came down to the Timeless Isle, I didn't get the auto quest and get teleported down.
Yeah, you flew.
I actually just flew down, and you can fly in, and it's not until you get right close to land that you get dismounted. Yeah. And I thought, well, I'll just swim out past the point where I am grounded and fly out really, really high and use one of these kites. And I did that, and completed Rollo's Riddle.
So you landed on the waterfall side.
I landed in the lake up above the waterfall.
Yeah. And there's actually a chest there as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there was a chest there, actually. Yep. There's also a pet. There's pets on the islands that are only in areas that you that are up high. Yeah. So that's not the only place, but there's some other places. It's a pet that you can capture that's up high. And I did actually do that over the other side of the island and managed to send them a void walker in and went, oh, look, there's a nice chest over there. Sent him a void walker in. I thought, surely he can last for a second or two while I dash over and loot that chest and got myself a burden.
Well, there you go. And that's your blazing chest.
That's the blazing
chest.
Well,
that's the blazing chest. And hopefully not just a burden. Hopefully a few other bits and bobs as well.
Yeah, there was an epic as well. Yep.
Yes. There you go. Fantastic way of doing it. That's certainly one of the ways that they're talking about on the internet, which you discovered all by yourself.
I did.
Sadly, Ashay, we live in a cynical world. I would imagine there's plenty of people saying, no, he didn't. He looked it up. But anyway, I'm sure I believe you. I believe that you went out your way and you saw the goblin thing and you thought, I can use that and da 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 da.
It hasn't been easy, I tell you. I'm out there and people are just like, I'm on vent with people and they're chatting about, oh, somebody's killed my crane again or I can't get off the albatross. And I'm like, I don't want to ask. I don't even ask one. I don't want to know what you're doing. But there's got to be a line between, I mean, how do people stumble across this stuff? Obviously, you've got the test realms and the PTRs.
Which were up quite some time.
The GMs, like, standing around and going, oi, why don't you have a look over there, and I mean, how do people figure it out? Somebody must work it out the first time.
I love the idea that the GMs are pretending to be actual players on the PTR and going, psst, oi, come and have a look at this crane. It must do something. You cogs. Ooh, you got flown into the air. The funniest thing, of course, is that the way that you described to get to that, it's called Auden's Sanctuary, that side of things. But I take it you survived then. You must have, your Void Walker must have done a good job.
I survived long enough to get the chests. And then I died trying to run out, but I had a soul stone on me, so I popped the soul stone and I ran out the gate, and there was more mobs out there, and I basically died on the fall down. But I'm like, nah, 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 got my burden.
I still robbed ya.
So is that a weekly or is that a one-off?
That's a one-off, because otherwise everybody would be getting their burdens, I guess. That's a cool way you did it, and I can't see how Blizzard would nerf that, because you kind of go up to the edge of the fatigue area, don't you? And then you fly up.
Yeah, you have to go into fatigue.
Yeah, that's cool.
They might just teleport you. Obviously, because I tried wandering around up there, and as you say, got teleported out. So I don't quite understand why they don't teleport you out of that area where that chest is. I mean, maybe they'll just extend the...
You are supposed to go. You are allowed to go and get that chest.
Oh, okay.
If you don't have the cloak, because the way that they want you to do it, I have no idea how anybody discovered this unless a GM went, see that albatross? Because what you have to do is you have to, these albatrosses fly around the island, and every 30 seconds or so they'll pass over a particular area that is high enough for you to engage them. Just like some of the birds out in main Pandaland that you had to engage during certain quests.
Right.
So you engage the albatross by attacking it by whichever method you have, and it will pick you up. As soon as you stop attacking it, it'll pick you up in its mouth, and then it will do a rather lazy 10% speed circuit around the island. And the idea is that when it finally comes over the top of the sanctuary where the blazing chest is, you attack it again and kill it, and then it will come down and leave you where you want to be.
Oh.
Stood in the... just outside the sanctuary, and then you do your death run to go and get your chest. The only problem with that, of course, is that it's a yellow. It's engageable by anybody. So what was happening was that people were getting onto the albatross, and then other people, less kindly people, were killing it before you had a chance to fly around.
Oh.
And Ghost Caller actually tweeted to say how disappointed he was in humanity, that they would rather kill the albatross than let it do its job. So, but that is another way of getting there. You can also, if you're very sneaky and you are able to get across the bridge but not into the area where you get teleported out from, you can kind of sneak around the edge. There's enough foot space for you to walk around the edge, but you're going to have to face several different mobs. So the best thing is to either do what Asher said at the beginning or use the bird.
Very good.
It is the only place that you can pretty much guarantee, and there is some debate whether it's 100%, but I think it pretty much is.
It's 100% for me. One out of one.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the other thing that I'm really struggling to do is, like, you've taken all your 90s out there and you've done the whole lot. I'm trying to pace myself and not do that, but it's very difficult. And especially as we talked about the other day, I discovered that you can actually disenchant this stuff. So, the Shah crystals are going to be plummeting in price as people are getting all this gear that they don't need and DEing. So it must be a great market for DEing all this stuff that you don't need. And I'm sure I'm going to have a ton of it. Yeah, but that requires me to actually go out and do it all on all my turns and send all my unneeded stuff to my enchanter and disenchant it.
And you're pacing yourself because...
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure. I don't want to burn myself out. I don't want to rush through it just for the sake of rushing through it. You know, focusing on a couple of tombs. Like, I'm spending a lot of time out there on Asheo, who's my scribe, just killing stuff to get coins, but also to try and get the inscription technique drops.
Sure, yeah.
Because there's a whole lot of new glyphs. And in all of the kills that I've done out there, I've got three of the scribe techniques. So the drop rate for them feels really low.
Mm. But, super low, sound of it.
Yeah. But I have taken, I haven't done all the chest runs on all my toons, but I have taken all my toons out there that needed new patterns. So my leather worker, tailor, engineer, blacksmith, scribe, yeah. They've all been out there and they've all got their drops and they're all doing their daily cooldowns.
Yeah, so that's the time sensitivity bit, isn't it? You want to get onto those dailies as quickly as you can.
Yeah,
because it's already going to be a long old journey.
The engineering ones, oh my God. Yeah. It's like, well, if I do this every single day and not miss a day and have, you know, 10, manage to scrape up 10 ghost iron bars every day, after a month I'll be able to make one pet. Woo! Oh my God.
Well, somebody worked out that it would take 82 days to learn all the level working patterns.
Right.
If you were getting them from the discoveries.
Yeah. Yep.
So you start a week later and basically, you know, you're so, particularly if you're looking to make some money or make some gold, you're way going to be way behind, not only in the patterns themselves, but the gear you need to actually make the items. So, you know, it is a desire to try and get out there as quickly as possible. I have to say, after about the 10th, maybe even the 8th mossy green chest run, I was like, okay. And I could pretty much do the circuit in my sleep. I didn't need carbonite after quite quickly on after about the 5th.
Well, they all were. All right, so I'm approaching the end of my, I just want to discover this myself and not get help. So one of the last things that I've found that I can't figure out how to open is the chests require an encrusted key in the sunken ships. Where do I find myself a key, mate? I give up.
There's an event that kicks off. When you get there, aren't there like ghostly pirates?
There's lots of mobs around, and I kill them, and all they seem to drop is coins and charms.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole event that kicks off, which is basically you having to defend some good pirates or some bad pirates, and then you need to wait for the captain pirate to show up, and he's the one that drops the key.
Oh, okay.
Now, I haven't done that myself, and I don't know if there's something special you need to do in order to start the event. I don't know.
I'll go and camp a turn there and see what happens.
Yeah, but there's a few of them. There's another pirate ship where you have to go out on the rigging and sort of crawl along one of the masts to get a hanging satchel which has coins and stuff in it as well. So there's a few other chests out there which do require a wee bit of nous, a little bit of intelligence, hence why I haven't done them yet. So,
well, if anybody can explain the where I find the key in 140 characters or less, please tweet us. Let us know.
Yeah. I mean, not that you're going to just look on the internet now.
No.
Well, have somebody tweet you.
I have my limits.
Yes. I'm going to applaud you. Here we go. There you go.
Thank you. Golf.
For your desire to explore and learn by yourself and, you know, be, be a bit of a leader as far as it goes, but it's
a leader that's lagging in every aspect of content out there.
I should say, with the Blazing Chest, I have got a plan. I haven't done the Blazing Chest at all yet, but my plan is to use the Albatross and get two Warlocks out there, and then start wardrobing my stuff over.
We should do that as a Clan of Darkness guild event.
Ah, okay, I see. Now it's all of a sudden it's a Clan of Darkness event, is it? Okay, yeah.
All right. Well, we don't have a WoW Geekly guild, so.
Oh no! I'm happy for it to be a Clan of Darkness event. It's my idea. I just thought I would get the benefit of all my characters first. Now I'm helping other people wardrobe over there. Actually, what would be quite cool, you're quite right, and I applaud you, is to get a group over there. Maybe we could just take out all those ads.
Take them all out. Get some coins.
Actually, bravo.
There was a rare up there as well, and no one was up there to help me with it, and there was no way I was going to take it out on my own.
Yeah, there was a rare. A big rare.
Oh, yeah. He had a lot of health. I looked at him and went, yeah, probably not.
So, yeah, okay, let's do that. That'd be cool. That's something you need to put on the calendar for this Friday, hopefully.
I shall put it on the calendar because we were out there last Friday night and working our way through the opening quests and running around after elites and rares and killing them all and helping each other out. That was really cool.
Sadly, I was asleep. But hopefully this week, having no need to be awake early on Saturday morning, I should be able to do that.
Awesome.
Awesome source. Talking about rares, there are a ridiculous amount of rares on the island.
Thought that there was like a dozen, and then I was actually looking through the achievements that you can get out on the island, and there's an achievement for killing all the rares, and there's more like about 3 million. It's like, oh my God, this list
not
of
shy
rares.
Of 3 million. The only problem is having the island just recently appear. Everybody is killing these rares, and at any level of peak time, they're up the dead.
People are running around with an add-on that spits out into general chat the coordinates and the health percentage of the rares, and it'll be like, pirate ship's up 100% at these coordinates, and 4 seconds later, 0% dead. It's like, there's no point in having that add-on. If you can't see it, then you're not going to make it.
No. There are some that spawn in exactly the same place and quite quickly as well. These aren't like daily spawns or, weekly spawns. These are every few hours, it seems to me anyway.
People must have cooldown timer add-ons as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was running up that area and there was like a bunch of people just standing around and I did a what's about to spawn? Such and such rare mob. And sure enough, these three rare spawns appeared in front of us, and then some big dragon. So they're all on timers. Everybody knows. Well, all the clever people know where and when they're going to spawn.
And because it's basically everybody loots, there's no you need to tap it first in order to get.
That's
it.
Right. Not faction specific. That's a great way to do it. The only thing I wish they'd fix is that I wish they were all auto loot rather than trying to loot them yourself and getting that object is busy. That object is busy. That object is busy. That object is busy.
No, that is quite harsh. I guess it will slow down as the island gets more and more pillaged and people get the stuff they want.
Maybe. The Northern Baron stuff never did. All the bosses that you did there, I had the same problem for months.
Well, because there's no downside to you getting it more than once. You're still going to get a chunk of coins. You're probably going to get some sort of purple. You're going to get the vanity items at least once. And there's loads and loads and loads of vanity items, including tons of pets. Stuff that changes you into purple skeletons. And there's tons of stuff like that, which is going to keep people entertained for many a month to come.
Yeah.
I suppose the advantage to perhaps playing a wee bit off-peak is that there's less people to go for the mob. Hopefully it stays up a bit longer and gives you time to get there. The disadvantage, of course, is that you might get there and you can't kill it because you haven't got enough people.
Yeah, and the fact that as you're running around in non-peak time, you're constantly aggroing elites and dying and dying.
Oh, yeah, the difference between going there at US peak and not going there when it's off time. Amount of deaths
is a deadly place.
Significant. Yeah, very significant. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look at where these things spawn, maybe try and get some of these add-ons you just mentioned, and be ready, waiting for some of the stuff, and tick them off as I do them. Go through the achievement and see which ones still need to be done and be there, maybe with you know, two or three different characters on a triple box and just see how I get on. Because it's a mug's game to try and get there, like you said, in any amount of time before it's dead. So it's been an absolute fantastic week. I've loving 5.4. I'm loving the Timeless Isle.
Have you tried any other parts of 5.4? Tried the pet tournaments or the proving grounds? Or
I've tried the pet tournament, and I'm surprised that Blizzard hasn't set it out so that when you get completely decimated during the pet tournament, they just don't take that pet away from you and say you don't deserve to have that level 25 whatever because you're rubbish.
That would be harsh.
That would be harsh, although probably fair, because I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I guess even just clicking on the dude and saying, can I fight you? Because he's just kicking my ass harshly and laughing.
I think they've gone, so, you know, you can take down all the Pandarian tamers with two pets, can you, and level stuff up? Well, take a look at this then, Sunshine.
Yeah. The rest of the world did lull you into a false sense of security about what you were able to do and what you weren't able to do.
For sure. So I have managed to get down the... So it's a solo scenario with two stages. And the first stage is to get down three sets of normal three teams. And whilst they're tough, I have actually managed to get them all down. But I then don't have enough good mix of other 25s to get down the four boss mobs that you have to kill in stage two because you can't heal any of your pets.
Because when they said you're going to need 30 25s.
Nah, you need 60.
Yeah, I reckon you need a good chunk more than that.
30 is absolute minimum if you've got the 30 perfect pets for those combination of fights. And that's not me.
No, I think you need to have all the areas covered three or four times.
Yeah. With huge thanks to Lita, I did manage to get down little Tommy Newcomer with his mini Undasta. So I've managed to kill him now and complete that quest.
And what's there's a currency, isn't there, that you get specifically from these particular pet battles?
Oh, is there? I haven't noticed, to be honest.
Yeah, I think Celestial Coins, I think they might be, something along those lines, which allows you then to go and buy the unique pets from the island.
Oh, all right. Well, I need to look into that.
Tons of incentive to do it.
Sure. And I did try the Proving Grounds on my Druid and managed to get through the bronze and silver levels of healing and then got to the gold level and, okay, clearly I need to be fully decked out in Siege of Orgrimmar, eye level 600 gear to be able to get through the gold level because I was nowhere even close to being able to heal them. So,
So it's a big jump from silver to gold then.
Big jump, yeah.
I have heard lots of people say that they've managed to get to silver. I've not heard anybody say they got to gold.
Mm. Well, I mean, I'd be very surprised if I managed to get to gold, you know, straight away. Mm. It's not like I'm super geared. I'm basically, you know, LFR geared. I'm not even geared as a standard level raider or heroic raider. And I'm guessing that the top end stuff, they're going to, you know, tune it so that you have to be basically a top end raider to make those achievements.
So you've not managed to step into any of the Siege of Orgrimmar raids then?
I have actually.
Oh.
Didn't do any of the flex stuff last week, but I did jump into the LFR of the first wing tonight. And I got in there and assumed that most other people didn't know either, but I got in there and the first thing I said was, haven't done this before, you know, what's the strat? And somebody, you know, basically had a macro that spat out information and it was pretty much a spank and tank, make sure you kill the ads and they all need to die together. So, you know, spread your DPS once we get down to low health. But from a healing point of view, it was just AoE heal and keep everybody alive. And, you know, we got them down first time.
Mm.
So that first fight, and there was no trash. So that first fight is, you know, a gimme pretty much.
Yeah, just to get you into the mood for the whole
thing. Yeah, so I just wanted a feel for it. I dropped out after the first boss. I haven't done the other two yet, but I'll do those.
Any loot?
No, just a chest full of gold. And not even any of the secrets. I'm still need another six secrets to get my to the next step on the legendary cloak.
at least you know, at least you can see that you're close to the end now.
Mm. Yeah. Kind of. On this turn, you know, I should have this cloak on a Shao.
Yeah, it's the alt hell that we live in. Yeah.
That's right. Shao needs to jump that bridge.
Yeah, exactly. Fly across. I love the idea that you saw people going across and thought,
I can make that.
That's easy enough. Anywho, so that's, I've just had a great time. I really enjoy myself.
Yeah,
so
I'm loving it.
I found a new love for my characters, and in order to get round the aisle, I've delved deeper and deeper into their class-specific traits and their spells and stuff. I fooled Strumpet by saying that I was looking at a Shadow Priest. I probably won't do much about that, to be honest. Pretty squishy. Yeah, so great. I'm thumbs up for the time as well.
Two thumbs up. I'm holding two thumbs up. Unfortunately, it's an audio podcast.
And there's a third thumb as well, but the doctor couldn't remove that when I was born. But still.
Right. You can brag about it. That's okay. And now it's time for News, Blues and Views.
And a classic bumper.
Classic bumper, yeah. We'll get better and better every week. Next week, I'll put an echo behind it.
Yay.
Actually, you can do that this week. Mr. Audacity. BlizzCon 2013 virtual tickets on sale. Going to buy it?
Well, I don't know. £25 or in American talk, $40. Or was it in Australian, $2,000?
Yeah, about 2000, yeah. I'd want a few pets for that, I'll tell you.
They haven't announced what the actual deal is with what they're going to give us. They mentioned that it will cover all their particular franchises. Hopefully, if the gifts are good enough, the WoW pet is the one that I'm most interested in. I get really annoyed when I realize I missed a few of those over the years.
Yeah. I mean, you pay, what, are they're generally $20? So, I mean, you normally pay $20 for a WoW pet. So, basically, you're saying, oh, it's you know, you're paying then another $20 for a virtual ticket to BlizzCon. And that doesn't feel too bad.
And the actual ticket itself this year looks quite good as far as what panels you can see and the fact that you can go back and look at the archives. I know they've done things like that in the past, but this seems a much more professional job. Hopefully it lives up to it and doesn't just stutter its way through like it has done in past years. I mean, there's going to be a Hearthstone, some Hearthstone gifts, some Diablo gifts, some StarCraft gifts. So if that all adds up to a nice little package, then, you know, as you say, it's probably worth the £25 or $40. Yeah.
I mean, I expect that they would, because, I mean, really, those the pets and the gifts, they're gimmies, right? They cost them nothing.
Nothing.
So they're going to make it attractive.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, all being said, I'm probably quite keen to sit and watch quite a few of the panels. It's not like I'm not going to use the actual ticket itself. I'm just after the gear. I'm after watching it as well. And hopefully there'll be some big announcements this year. We'll see. Yeah, so yes, in answer to your question, yes.
Yes.
I've pretty much written out the chat.
Magic 8 Ball says yes.
Yes.
And the next item is a pretty big one. Woke up to an email from Blizzard this morning. They mailed me directly. I went, oh, that was nice of them. And then, oh, okay, so they've mailed this to 16 billion other people and tweeted it. But it's still news anyway. Interesting. When I first saw this, I thought, oh, they're going to shut down the Diablo real money auction house. I went, oh, okay, well, you know.
Fair enough.
Fair enough, whatever. But no, they're shutting down the auction house.
Both of them.
It's like, wow, that's a big call. I'm not sure that I believe their reasoning.
Their reasoning being?
They felt that it was taking away from the way that, you know, what people thought of the game, because they wanted to get gear from killing stuff and going through the dungeons rather than buying it on an auction house.
Yeah, they said it ultimately undermines Diablo's core gameplay.
Yeah.
You don't believe that? You're very cynical.
No, I'm very cynical, aren't I? I guess it's my background in IT and security and everything that my first thought was they're getting hacked or hacked attempts into their real money auction house and it's getting compromised that much and having to spend so much on defending it and dealing with support calls that they've just gone, nah, costing too much, shut it down.
And they're shutting it down in 6 months' time, so there's still time to hack it.
Plenty of time to take it. I mean, they could, yeah, there's not like, is anything seriously bad enough they're going to say, okay, it's gone tomorrow. I mean, that would just howls of fury. But I'm kind of disappointed in a way, because I also felt like the Diablo Real Money Auction House was like a test bed for what they might do in WoW.
Mm, yeah, me too. I'd planned a life of my own little island.
Yeah, that kind of nixes any chance whatsoever of a real money auction house coming to WoW, I would say.
Yeah, that was my retirement plan.
Right.
You're upset by that.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right. I think it definitely pretty much kills dead any chance of a WoW real money auction house. But actually, within WoW, it makes more sense because people are still in the background shifting gear using real money. I mean, it is happening out there in the nastier backwaters of the internet. People are still selling stuff.
Yep.
And if they want to get rid of that whole nastiness, they're going to have to do something else within the game.
They're not going to. You're trying to tell me they're going to shut down Susan Express. They're not going to do that, are they?
I think they can shut down pretty much anybody else but Susan Express.
Yeah.
That's run by Dr. Evil.
Susan's immune.
Yeah. One of the big things when they announced Diablo 3 was this whole real money auction house and how it was a different change. Now, if you listen or you follow Scott Johnson on the Twitter, he is less than cynical. He says, and he's giving a little bit of a wink, like he kind of knows, like he's in with some of the big boys over at Blizzard, which I guess he kind of is.
Well, he is, yeah.
He's saying, oh, no, they listened to the outcry from the Diablo faithful that was saying that this was ruining their experience, and they shut it down purely for customer reaction reasons and not to do with anything with their own technical
problem. I don't get that. I mean, Diablo is not a PvP game. If it's ruining your experience of the game, don't use it.
Yeah, yeah. It is in most purposes in a solo game. So
yeah.
Yeah, so we may never know, but come March next year, it'll be gone. And
gone.
Along with our dreams of living a life of luxury based upon the selling of blues, greens and purples on the real money WoW auction house. Very sad.
Well, either that or we buy shares in Susan Express.
So, that's your news, blues and views.
Noob to late. Da-da-da.
See, I don't think holding your nose is proper bumper etiquette.
Isn't it?
No, I think the people that do bumpers use all sorts of special audio effects. They don't just go, noob to late. Yeah, we really need bumpers, people. Bumpers. Give us a call. Because,
yeah, why don't you call? They'll be in the mailbox tomorrow. Don't you worry about it.
I'm sure they will. We have lots of talented listeners.
That's right. So we asked last week, we said, what should Jeppy be? And we got some good feedback in Twitter.
We did.
And
well, a mixture.
A mixture. Bad. Yeah, yeah. So we made a decision and we headed off and this particular class, which you'll find out in the recording that's to follow that we recorded during the week, we headed off and that particular tomb was only level 84, so we had to take you through some dungeons and get through there. So we did that, and that started our adventures out into Pandaria, and that's where this kicks us off. And we had our little first adventure out in Pandaria, getting ourselves ready for the whole leveling experience. So let's have a listen. Play some music, the Wayback music. Can you do that?
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey music. I will certainly try my best. I'm not going to do that. Just pretend I did that. Just pretend. Here you go.
Hello, dear listener. We've dinged 85 and we've bought ourselves for free, mind you, a nice mage portal out to the shrine of 7 Hoosmajubis. No one knows what that's called. Pretty sure it's seven stars, because that would make more sense than 7 moons. It's a bit of a giveaway when you're in Stormwind and you go, can I have a port to 7 moons? I go, dirty alliance. But anyway, we got out there and we've made our way down to Half Hill, where we're having a little chat to Trader Jambezi, trying to wangle a bit of a bolt purchase discount. But yeah.
Certainly think they should give you some discount when you come along. Yeah. If you've got loads of bolts and you've done it 15 times.
That's right. Make them bind on account or something that I can send them off and use them again.
But if it's a choice between that and having to actually go out and quest and to get a set of gear, I'm all for spending a couple of thousand on gear. It's a very nice addition to the game, I think. So I've done that. I'm just, why isn't it equipping it? So my item level is currently 295, and I'm going to start equipping this wonderful gear that I've just bought off that trader. Let's see where our gear ends up at. Did you buy the two rings?
I did.
Two of the same?
Two rings.
I just bought everything.
Trinket.
Oh, you stingy bugger. So surprisingly enough, having bought 372 gear for every single socket, my item level is now 372. Huh. Probably could have told you that before we started, couldn't I?
It's my item level.
If you press C and then down in the bottom right corner, you click the little arrow so that your character pane expands.
369. That's because I didn't get the other trinket.
You should buy the other trinket. It's tight ass.
48 daddy gold. Oh, he sodded off. I'm talking to the dude that's selling the stuff, and he's saying he decides to go.
Oh, I hate NPCs that go for a walk when you're having a chat to them. I was like, okay, you've got somewhere to be, but I'm more important. Stop wandering off.
Paying your wages, mate. Come on.
That's right. I've got the gold.
Okay, now, guess what I am now?
372?
No, 373.
How'd you manage that?
Because I had a weapon which I picked up which was better.
400? One of them?
Sadly not, a 377.
Oh, it's an odd number.
Yeah.
So now I'm selling all that junk. Vendor doesn't want my epic 251 gear. So that's just going to sit in my bags because I'm too lazy to destroy it. And I've got a whole bunch of bind-on equips that I've obviously picked up somewhere along the line. I'll just send those all off to a banker, except I can't remember what my banker's called on this server.
Ashbank.
Ashbank. It's probably a good guess, but I don't think that's it.
Tommy Tanker.
You're going for the rhyming slang there. I'm on you. Aussies are the king of rhyming slang.
That's true enough.
Yeah. Mm. So
what now I've got some Reed shoulder pads off the Eagle, which seem to be better than the ones I just bought.
Oh, what level are they?
Well, they're 377.
Well, they are.
This is where I get confused. Well, no. Not always. Because I would lose 198 critical strike. And gain in return 141 stamina, 93 intellect, and 28 armor.
So here's where I say, until we get to level 90, I don't care. Getting on your way to level 90, it's basically all about having an eye level high enough to open up the dungeons. So
if I equip those, then I go 373 still.
That's very good. That's lovely. So, but that does give us the eye level required to either do the Stormstout Brewery or the Temple of the Jade Serpent.
I don't want to.
You run both of those, have you?
No.
I didn't think so.
Crazy. Why do you ask such stupid questions?
Well, I'm not sure, to be honest. Really not sure.
No, by now the answer is normally no.
Mm.
Now so I need to go back to Stormwind.
What for?
To get on the boat or whatever.
Ah, we need to open stuff up, don't we? Yeah, so we kind of cheated because we've got a mage out here. So yes, let's hearth or fly back to Seven Stars and go back to Stormwind and find our way out here legit like and open up the portal.
Shouldn't cheat all the time.
Not all the time. Just most of the time.
Easiest way to get an 84 over here. Mage.
So we did...
trying to get loads of warlocks.
We must say we did. Jeppy's Warlock was 84, so we had to do a series of dungeons, and he did excellently in the dungeons that we ran.
Lying, don't do that.
Well,
don't give people high hope.
Seriously, the Death Knight tank was awesome. Big shout out to Burks from Azure Mist. He's an awesome Death Knight tank. And we had a Death Knight DPS with us for a few runs who was doing crazy amounts of DPS as well. But apart from that, the Rogue that was with us and the Feral Druid that was with us and the Pally that was with us, you were out DPSing all of those by far.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But I think the answer that we got from those dungeons was we should roll DKs.
Yes, there is that. But I mean, that's it. Who knows what kind of gear they had and whether the scaling for nerfdom of Death Knights is the same once you get to 90. Mm. Can't be healer Death Knight. I mean, okay, blood DK tanks do a crazy amount of self-healing, but I want to be a healer, so no Death Knight for me. And you didn't want to be melee.
Yeah, I know, but I do want to be Uber.
But you do want to be Uber.
Well, it's both these DKs were just knocking it out of the park, weren't they?
So. Well, there's also the quite good possibility that they actually knew how to play a DK, which eliminates me as well. As I see,
there's always that sticky issue of skill, isn't there?
Yeah. Runes off cooldown, spam it. Blood boils up, spam it.
Yeah, DK is a little bit of a tricky one to master.
It is. I mean, I did a tank to DK through Ice Crown Citadel in a 10-man raid. And I've got to be honest and say I really have no idea how we managed that because I'm a terrible DK tank. Really did not get the feel for the cooldowns on the runes and converting to death runes and understanding the rotation at all. It was all about AoE threat and hoping that the DPS would get stuff down and the healers would keep me alive.
So we're not going to be doing a DK challenge a la because of...
No. Not on our radar. Not on our solar system or galaxy even.
Okay. Because they had so much fun doing that. So.
Oh, they had a ball. Yeah, that sounded... awesome.
I'm going to kill you. How dare you log in? I don't know where that accent came from. Yeah, salty, suddenly they turned Mexican. Jalapeno.
Olsen's pulled out a six shooter.
I kill you. Yeah, that got very full. Okay, so we won't do the case then. We should say that the vast amount of people voted for Warlock, and that's why I'm doing a Warlock.
100%.
There was no rigging. Actually, a few people, including Salty, said, and indeed Strumpet, said I should do a priest.
Yeah.
And Amy Jade, the Lock, said I should do a shaman.
Yeah, what's that about?
They didn't follow the rules. They were instantly voted as Warlocks, so...
Yes, anything that wasn't a valid vote counted as a Warlock.
Yeah. And that included all those that voted for Mage and Hunter. Because I didn't want to do any of those. Actually, I have been running around on my Mage. I did quite enjoy that. But
yeah, you were saying your Mage out in the Timeless Isle is doing quite nicely.
Certainly, yeah. See, this is where I get confused. In my bank, when I shifted this character over from Dead Hoof in order to move over here to Airy Peak, I bought a load of cloth gear that various characters had picked up over the last few months, you know, drops and stuff that happened in Pandaland.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got a load of 85 gear, including things like Windwall Gloves of the Panther, which seem very very warlocky. And they're level 384.
Well, you should probably equip those then.
Well, I don't know, because they're bind on equip, you see. So if we're going to quickly rush through areas and not necessarily have to depend too much on gear, I'd rather stick on the auction house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want gold, then for sure, sell it. Because you will outgive it pretty quickly.
Yeah. I need gold, mate.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's drastic on this.
Stick them on the auction house.
I just noticed a load of pets that I don't have on their auction house. Well, this seems like a relatively popular server because the auction house has got lots of new pets. I can always tell how good a server is by how many battle pets it has.
Of
the high quality ones.
Right.
Winterhoof had 7.
Deadhoof.
But this one seems to have tons, including a couple of spectral tiger cubs, which I'm tempted to send some money over to get.
Lazy 150,000.
Or even do the old sell a pet.
The pet shuffle, yep.
Yeah, pet shuffle.
Pet shuffle, level up a pet and sell it. Bring it across. Alrighty, so we're in Stormwind.
Yes.
Where do we
kind of went off track there a little bit, didn't we?
Where do we need to go to get the Pandaria experience on the Alliance side?
Yeah, that's what we need.
Hmm. Is it the keep?
Well, I guess that's the starting bit, isn't it? That's the bit where, because it's Garrosh, isn't it, and Ogrimmar. So maybe it's Varian over here who starts getting all angsty about his son disappearing and stuff.
Where's my son gone? Yeah, I don't actually remember. Because I did actually, so just to explain, I've done that on this tune and got to the point where I arrived in Pandaria and then jumped off the ship and died to all the elites that were on the ground, and that's where I'm at. So I need to get back to that point. I need to get back on the ship and complete the quest so I can get down to the ground and take it back and open up the home village there. So to complement Jeppy's warlock, I am playing the part of a night elf druid. I think he's down by the docks, but he's not there for me anymore. I think I need to... I'll meet you there. I'll meet you on the ship. What if you talk to him? Maybe you talk to him and say, I'm ready to go, old chap. Carry on.
What?
Yeah, tally ho.
Yeah, okay, something seems to have happened. I seem to be leaving the Eastern Kingdoms and heading to Pandaria. Slowly.
So my druid is called Ash Atticus. So props to anybody that knows about Atticus the Druid. You're a good geek.
That'll just be you then.
Oh no. Lots of people will go, love the Iron Druid series.
Yeah, I should also mention that my warlock is a gnome. A female gnome warlock. The shame.
You are shorter than your imp. That's hilarious. Okay, so it looks
so,
like we get to ride a helicopter. The Skyfire gyrocopter.
I can't ride one. Why can't I ride one? Ready
to shoot down some dirty horde?
I can't see. I can't get one.
Are you on Unleash Hell? Is that the quest you're on?
I suck. Oh, no, I have got one. I was trying to click on the ones that are inset into the ship rather than the one that's actually got a big green freaking arrow.
And do some helicopter sound effects. Ooh.
See, we saw this from the other side, didn't we? We saw this from being attacked.
Well, yeah, but different area. Yeah.
Different area.
For some reason, I now want to hum the MASH theme.
Oh, really? I'm going for Bride of the Valkyries. No idea. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I like shooting these dudes. Sorry. Job done.
There you are. They're your mates.
I know. Sorry.
Sorry, Mr. Orc. I've just blown your leg off. Because we have no control over the helicopter, do we?
No. You're just shooting. No, these are the bad guys. I'm convinced that these are These are Garrosh's
men.
Little boys. So.
Is this true horde then? Oh no, I'm getting shot down.
You're not part of my horde.
I swear when it showed me the controls, oh no, it's you. It's a night elf.
It's a night elf.
That's an ugly night elf. What is it with you? All of a sudden you're anti-horde.
No, just Garrosh's horde. My horde. He's not part of my horde. Oh yeah, I get not an upgrade because we just bought all that. Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
And the 9 gold 80 does us no good whatsoever.
That was like 122 gold that I shouldn't have spent. So people, if you're going to cheat and get half healed and buy gear, don't buy the staff because you get it as the first quest you do. Sully, what's Sully going to want us to do?
You know what's going to really annoy me is not having a Skinner out here.
Oh, yeah. What are your professions?
None.
Actually, pick up skinning and mining because I'm a herbalist.
I am a grandmaster in first aid, however, so...
Ah, well. Oh, good then. Now, we're supposed to be destroying wagons. I'll fix your little web wagon.
Oh, look, there's a tree stump. See, there's a chest in there.
A mossy chest? Where's my mossy chest? It's Garrosh. See, they are Garrosh's dudes. Garrosh R. Grunt. I'm wondering whether I should be resto while we're questing or go dual spec.
Which one's resto?
Healing. So I'm going to heal the dungeons that we run. Yeah. But would we be better off with 2 DPS while we're questing? Because you don't actually need that much healing while we're just questing. So what I've suggested to Jeppy is that he actually goes through his spellbook and put everything out on his bars.
And I've suggested to Ashaya that I don't want to.
Now, one point he brought up was, well, there's not enough space on my bars for all my macros and everything else. So if you're using both your bottom bars and the 2 right bars and you still don't have enough space, I think you probably should. But the add-on that I recommend you use is Geist, G-E-I-S-T. It's a great little lightweight add-on that you just hotkey with a key binding to a button. And when you press that, under your mouse on the screen, 25 buttons, slots will come up that you can put any spell in or any macro. So you'd put in things like that, like your soul well and your summoning portal and your food and your drink and your macros, anything that you're not going to need in combat, you'd stick in there.
I have 32 offensive comments which I like to make, and I macro those so that I can slap them quickly when somebody upsets me.
Well, that's fair enough. You can slap that quickly with Geist.
10 of them actually involve jokes about the person's mother. So.
Right. Well, that's fair. That's pretty...
So is this hasn't changed since Pandaland launched, though, has it? So.
No, but he's been bad all along, though.
Yeah, but we kind of... Was he bad all along, though?
Yeah, he was.
Was it just not the circumstances that made him bad? No. Can we really say that he's been bad all along?
Yes, I can. Watch, he's been bad all along.
Oh, you did say it.
He was bad before Pandaria, before the mists. Okay, we need to kill some more grunts. Got more grunts for this quest.
Boom. So I hit it with one of my meteor shafts.
Bam, hit it with my typhoon.
God, don't you hate that? Target needs to be in front of you, rubbish.
Yeah, well, that's why I play ranged. Because I can't stand that happening when I'm meleeing something and it steps forward over the top of me.
Oh.
Look, there's a dude over here. Look at that. I need to report to him. Rel Nightwind of the SI-7. Use Sully's flare gun to clear out the barricades and confront Gatrul at the end of the dock. All right, we can do that. So at the moment, Jeppy is demonology. And we haven't quite decided what spec he's going to be. I think it's probably going to be anything other than demonology. I'm rather impartial to affliction. I really didn't want to play affliction. And the other thing is, I don't know whether... Because Warlock got some nice buffs in 5.4. So we need to have a look at elitist jerks and figure out if there's a clear front runner in terms of the best spec for Warlocks now.
No, I'll do as you say. So. There's loads of swimming orcs. This is like the... Are they killing those drowning orcs?
I think they mean to surrender. Bugger that. Gun them down!
See, they're not very nice, are they?
Yeah. Maybe they deserve to die.
Uh-oh, Panda Man's here. He's not happy.
Alrighty. We're going to meet with a leader at Pordon Village. That's what we want. And slay some haunts and harbingers on the way. Mount should I use?
Should use your rocket so that I can just ride on the back.
I don't have a rocket.
I have to think where we're going. You don't have a rocket.
I don't have a rocket. One of the good things about the Destruction Warlock is their health regeneration and mana regeneration is like really fast. It's a different talent because they don't have life tap.
What I'll do is go and dual spec into Destruction and we'll see what the rotation stuff is recommending.
Right, so you definitely want to load up Spell Flash. So you can start to get a feel for what the recommended rotation is and what spells it's suggesting that you use. So what's your general rotation at the moment in Demonology?
I have a G15 keyboard that has like a set of buttons on the side, and I just slap them with my palm.
Right. So effectively, you're just rolling your face across the keyboard.
I mean, in reality, I'm going Corruption, Shadow Bolt, and Soulfire for the majority of fights.
And the other thing is, generally, I don't focus or stress too much about glyphs until I reach level 90. But we should probably take a look at that and see if there's some sensible glyphs that we want to use 85 to 90. I do know I'm quite excited to re-look at the druid glyphs because I believe there's a glyph that causes a spell interrupt and an interrupt or a stun on a resto druid or something that's sorely lacking. So I'm really looking forward to that.
It's those little intricacies that I need to work on. It's those extra little bits that you do as the situation arises that I need to look at.
And that's why I suggest you have all of your stuff out on your bars, because there's stuff that you may not use very often, like a banish, but when you do want to use it, you know, you want to know that it's there and go, geez, I don't even have it at my bars, so I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, well, I have it in my book. I'm only joking. I'm going to sort me bars out that way. Just having a laugh.
It's in the book. Okay, well, we're out of the starter zone. We've got some flight paths. You should have some flight paths to places around here. So I think we're going to leave it there.
Yeah, I think we've achieved quite a lot.
Definitely.
I have. Oh, I did ding.
You dinged. You got gear. You opened up Pandaria. And you're ready for running a dungeon next time.
I wouldn't go that far. Yeah, certainly heading in that direction.
And we're back.
Wow, I certainly feel a lot more leet.
And you are. So a warlock.
I know. I want to thank everybody that voted for warlock.
And priests.
Well, what happened, you see, is that I was quite specific. I said warlock, hunter, mage. So anybody that voted for priest, somebody voted for warrior, and Amy Jade the Lock voted for shaman. They all got put on the warlock tick box. So I'm sorry. There you go. That's what happens when you cheat.
Wasn't rigged at all.
And he's a little gnome warlock.
He's very cute. But I think that's going to be a lotto fun. So I need to do some research this week into druids and warlocks and figure out our best approach. We did actually try a Storm Stout brewery run last night and it popped like almost instantly. And we ran in and we cleared the trash and got up to the first boss and killed the monkey boss. Ran around up to the second boss, the carrot dude that spews out carrot junk everywhere.
You did.
Yeah. I turned around and went, "Where are you, mate?" And he's looking out over the last boss that we did.
And watching the monkeys dance.
I'm watching those monkeys dance. And I'm like, well, they're about to pull the boss. You want to get your butt up here? Nah. You got locked out. And then the tank was so disappointed that our top DPS got locked out of the room. He dropped group. And bailed on us as soon as the boss had been pulled.
It was a wipe.
And we tried. We tried with two DPS and a healer, but we wiped. And then we sat there and realized, it's 2 hours till shutdown. Nobody is queuing as tank for a level 85 dungeon at this point. So, it was a bust, unfortunately.
I did get to see the monkeys dance and ride a few barrels, so it wasn't total waste time, but not worth playing.
Did a quest, didn't get to hand it in.
No, didn't get
there. There you go.
But there's 283,000 XP waiting for me next time I go in there. So there you go.
Lovely. So, Jeppy, guess what?
What?
A funny thing happened on the way to the ding.
Ding.
Ding. So this was a one of the dungeons that we did when Jeppy was still 84, and it was a Vortex Pinnacle run. And what made this Vortex Pinnacle run unusual was the pleasure and the kindness and the generosity. And you're probably detecting sarcasm. No, not at all. I didn't mean to inject sarcasm. I'm just so used to it. It was amazingly polite and kind and patient. At one point after we killed the first boss, Jeppy fell off the platform and didn't click on it. So didn't catch the whirlwinds over to the next platform.
No, jumped off.
And I'm thinking, oh, God, they're going to kick him. And the tank said, oh, we seem to have lost our warlock. I said, yeah, he fell off and he's a bit lost. Oh, no, not to worry. And he actually turned around and went back and headed back to help you out.
He and did.
Get me through. He did.
The scary thing about that whole event was that you voted to kick me.
I tried. I
initiated the kick vote, yeah, and I was like, come on. It's nasty.
Fair suck of the sauce bottle. Yeah. And then somebody said, oh, I'm still waking up. Can we just wait a couple of minutes while I go and brew some coffee? Everybody's like, yeah, take your time. No worries. Yeah. And I did. And we got to the end and nobody died and everybody completed their quest. And the tank said, oh, don't forget to teleport out and teleport back in and hand your quests in. And everybody did that. And everybody waited until the quest had been handed in before they all re-queued and didn't kick everybody trying to re-queue for the next dungeon.
Yeah, they said, another one? And then we went, yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? So few and far between, but lovely, a lovely surprise when they happen like that.
You know what the downside to this all is? Is that I saw all that going on, because not only did they do Vortex Pinnacle, but a couple of Stone Cores, which you would have heard in the audio from earlier. I've got a very bad false sense of what a dungeon pug is like.
Right.
Because now I'm thinking, all this moaning and whining about pugs and how awful they are, this was just a joy. And, of course, when I go into one that is how it's, well, not supposed to be, but how it normally is,
what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not looking forward to that. There you go.
They do happen, but you've just got to be water off a duck's back and not let it bother you too much.
Mm. And I had to really fight the urge when I did Ding 85 to just leave.
Yes.
As it turned out, I didn't get the opportunity to break that etiquette because we didn't hit 85 in the dungeons.
We
didn't. Had to stick me on the back of his rocket. Was it a rocket?
It was the sandstone drake.
Yeah, and get me lots of discovery XP.
Yeah, you thought it was going to take a while.
No, it's great.
We just flew around a bit. I'd land beside the flight path and you go, got it. We'll take off, get on the next flight path, got it. So you put on, how many bubbles did you need to ding? Like 3 or 4 bubbles?
Yeah, about 3.5, yeah.
Yeah, so we just flew around and got some flight points and dinged. And then, of course, it's great because you can set your hearth to 7 stars and you've got your flight point down to half hill. You got your flight point down to the starting area in Jade Forest, so you can do quests.
That reminds me, I need to go and set my farm up.
That's right. God. Start that farm going.
It was the fastest 84 to 85 I've ever experienced. The 82's pet battle, so it's great.
And now, ask A and J.
It's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it? So we got an email this week. Oh, we like getting an email. Look at that. It's more than 140 characters. That's great. And it was from Wolf Brother. And he had a suggestion about a segment called Ask A and J, where listeners ask questions, look for guidance and recommendation on what to do. And my first thought was, what do you want to ask us for? And then my second thought was, well, what the hell? We've got opinions on stuff. We can give answers. No one says they have to be the right answers.
No.
So he wanted to know what to do with all these justice points. He's maxed out on justice points. He's got a main spec that's almost up to 522 eye level, and off spec that's over 500 as well. What's he going to do with all his justice points? That's a very good question.
I'd like to know.
Yeah. As far as I can tell at this point in the game, about the only thing that you can use them for are heirloom upgrades. I don't know that there's too much else you can use them for. They can be used to purchase rep gear. But all the rep gear, you know, requires some level of rep. So on alts, well, it's not even, it's an alt, it's his main. You've still got to, they have reduced the reputation levels that you need, but there's still only, there's not going to be anything higher than 496. So why would you do anything other than mossy chests to gear up a turn, especially when it can be sent to alts?
Yeah, exactly. Those mossy chests for a whole spanner in the old Justice Point gear.
So the only thing I'm not sure about whether you can, is it just Valor that you can convert to the PvP currencies? Or can you do that with Justice Points as well?
I don't know. They change it so often
that
it gets all very confusing.
But I want to say heirlooms. I'm thinking you need to consider your alts. You need to buy a bunch of heirlooms and upgrade your heirlooms so they work from, instead of 1 to 80, they work from 1 to 85. Or actually, 1 to 84.999999 repeating.
Yeah. Don't go running around at level 85. Just a sucker's game.
It's a sucker's game. And now I'm going to steal a tagline. Thanks for your question.
Huh. Who's that from?
Oh, you need to listen to the old instances more often.
No, I don't.
All right, then. That's Buxley. Remember Buxley?
Oh, Buxley's, I like Buxley.
Buxley's, yeah, Buxley's great. He still plays.
Ask Buxley.
Shout out to Buxley. Hey, Buxley.
Oh, do you know, that means we stole the whole section, because it's Ask A and J, and he has Ask Buxley. Oh, my dear Lord. We're going to get sued.
Yeah, we're going to get sued. Damn it.
Damn.
I wonder if it's like a patent where if he hasn't put one out in a little while that the patent's expired.
May have lapsed, yeah.
Mm.
Worst case scenario, we'll work on, I would say, question A and J. Probe A and J.
Probe.
I'm looking forward to being probed.
We could say, ask Mr. A and J. Thanks for your question.
Oh, no. Not going to get sued by Mr. Robot as well.
That's fine. All right. Now the moment you've all been waiting for. What is it again?
Sign off? No.
Okay. Sign off? No. You've all been waiting for that. You could have just skipped to that bit. We have a Hearthstone beta, VHS. We have a Hearthstone key to give away. And we got a whole bunch of interesting tweets, didn't we?
Did. You know what we didn't say, though, is where this key came from?
We didn't. It's a key that I got from Blizzard.
Officially, you opted in.
I did opt in. Yeah.
So you got one because supposedly we're influencers.
Influencers, that's
we'll
right.
We'll keep going on about how great Hearthstone is if we get to play it. So Blizzard kindly gave us our own personal keys. And then, going the normal route that everybody else has been doing, you opted in and they sent you one because you were drawn out of the hat for that.
Won the draw, yep.
And you're giving it away.
I could have given it to a friend. I could have given it to my partner. Could have given it to a whole bunch of people, but no. I'm going to give it to some stranger just because they listen to us waffle for a couple of hours.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
As you should.
Mm.
Could have given it to your mate eBay.
Yeah, Mr. eBay. There was a bunch of people that clearly didn't listen to the podcast, and it wasn't very difficult. You could have just done a search for us on Twitter and seen what question other people were asking and, you know, asked a question along those lines. But no, they just like, give me the beta key. Well, I'm sorry. You didn't make the draw. Bum, bum.
My favorite one was somebody who said something along the lines of, I can't understand your British accent. Could you just tell me the question? No.
Nice try, Sunshine.
Yeah.
No. So we took all the people that did actually tell us why they're a WoW geek, and I put them into a spreadsheet, and I did a slash roll, and I rolled an 11, and the 11th person on that list was GG Phenom.
Phenom.
Phenom. Phenomenon.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And he said, I'm a WoW geek because I still listen to WoW podcasts and watch WoW videos even though I quit a year ago. Love the podcast, guys. That was quite a theme in a lot of our tweets. Hey, guys, I don't play WoW anymore.
I don't play WoW. Still listen to the podcast. I'm a nutbag.
We had quite a lot of nice little WoW geeklies, which I think we may read out over the coming weeks.
Yeah, why not? So, GG Phenom. Send us a DM or an email with your email address so that I can forward this email that's got all the details and the key and everything in it. Congratulations. Have fun. And don't forget, it's a beta, so you need to give Blizzard wonderful feedback, good and bad. I think we've come to that point where we can sign off and go and play some Timeless Isle. Do you think?
I certainly would like to get onto that rope bridge. Maybe try a little bit of the old jade crane flying in the air. And I might even get my warlocks over to the blazing chest in anticipation of Friday's run.
Well, thank you, my friend. Thank you, listeners. Enjoy another week in WoW, and we shall return next week with episode 1-1. Yeah, it's free. And it will be free. We won't make you pay for it.
I'm going to make you pay for making me say free.
Sorry.
Bye-bye, listeners.
You've just skipped to the end of WoW Geekly. Well, hopefully you didn't skip all the way and enjoyed something of what we said this week. If so, let us know. If not, let us know that too. How, you ask? Well, you're all clever and discerning people and can probably take a darn good guess, but I'll spell it out anyway. Find us on the interwebs at wowgeekly.com or over on Twitter where, wait for it, at wowgeekly. Follow the lads directly on at Asheo and at LJeppy. Or, if you have a hankering to write us more than 140 characters, email us, wowgeekly@gmail.com. Please subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher, or if you're really into oversubscribing, do both.
Upload complete.